So Queer as Film was started as a kind of a direct result of Craig and I going to quite a lot of short film showcases, and we were quite bored by them. The format never did anything for us, and at times there were these showcases in sort of crappy rooms above pubs, and they were charging £8 to get in, and we weren't getting bang for our buck. And after a while, we would dread actually going to them. So we thought, we can do better than this. So we did. So we set up Queer as Film, which it kind of has a like a comedy club environment where we show short films. We have a stand-up comedian host tonight, so he'll come out and do some, you know, he'll do a set, then he'll introduce the films one by one, and in between each film we have Q&As with the filmmakers and the audience. The emphasis is really on the audience to ask the questions, and it's not just the standard boring questions. We want them to ask the questions that
we were thinking about asking when we were at these vacuous Q&A sessions.
Yeah. So, you know, the sort of questions that, you know, they might get a little bit annoyed at. The questions that, you know, you're a bit scared to ask.
I mean, we show films from all over, you know, we've had films where people have been about 50 years old coming to the events and doing Q&As, and we've had students as well. I think it's very important to promote student pride. Wouldn't you agree, Rob?
Yeah, I mean, what's great about student pride, and generally the sort of the UK student body, is that as we're moving into, you know, these modern times in 2015, people are coming out younger and younger, and they're not just coming out as gay and lesbian. They're coming out as bi, they're coming out as gender neutral, they're coming out as trans. And we kind of reflect that as well. It's kind of like we both meet in the middle, and both kind of have the same ideas about what should have a spotlight put on it.
It's not just about sexuality, it's more about gender as well these days. So
yeah,
it's more about gender identity, sexual identity, and how the two kind of entwine.
Yeah, definitely being comfortable with yourself. And if they can watch a documentary where you've got a 50-year-old coming out as gay or a 50-year-old coming out as trans, then they're really going to take something away from that. So Queer as Film's doing an event as part of Student Pride. It's on the 28th of February. It's at Heaven Nightclub in the Departure Lounge.
Yes, it is. We're showing about 7 short films. Most of the filmmakers will be there answering questions.
One of them can't come because she is
pregnant.
Pregnant as the day is long.
Yeah, so her and her girlfriend are waiting for it to drop out, whatever it does. So we've got a good mix of films.
Again, we've got, you know, we've embraced the whole breadth of LGBTQ+. What's great? We've got loads of prizes being given by Peg Dilla Pictures and TLA Releasing. So when those audience members do ask those ridiculous questions or make those stupid comments that we want them to,
we can throw DVDs.
The way that we consume sort of media over the past 5 years has completely changed. Short films has sort of become, the idea of a short film has become quite popular again. Pixar do it. I went to see
Big Hero. Marvel do it as well.
Yeah. Well, I went to see Big Hero 6 the other day, and it starts off with a little animation short film.
I hate animated films.
But really, it completely took me by surprise. It was so sweet, about this little cat. Have you seen it? Yeah, it's about this little cat that eats all the food and then sets his master
greedy
up with a woman.
Pig.
Yeah, well, it was a cute little doggy. Was it a cat or a dog? Oh. It was a dog. But things like Netflix, nothing has to go. When they commission these things, they don't have to go to the set kind of format that television has. So you can have these TV shows where the episodes are not all the same length, and you can have this different kind of format. And I think the idea of that, short films have come back into the fore again.
They're a lot more popular than they used to be.
Peccadillo Pictures has a great series called Boys on Film, and Here Come the Girls, I think the lesbian one is called. And they're like their 11th DVD. And they're a massive success. Mm. And it wouldn't be happening if people weren't interested in the short films anymore.